There is another Georgia, the one us Americans don't usually think about, but about 4 years ago, we were thinking about it a lot. Tira Isabella Burton is a travel writer and doctoral candidate who divides her time between Oxford, England, and the other Georgia. Now, Tira, if you could quickly tell us, 4 years ago, there was a war in Georgia, a former satellite of the Soviet Union. What was that all about?
In about 2008, in August, Saakashvili decided, the president of Georgia decided to flex his muscle, as it were, and try and invade certain regions of Georgia that are considered separatist, South Ossetia and Abkhazia, both of which have a large ethnic population of non-Georgians that believe that these areas should be autonomous, and they have Russian backing for that. So when Saakashvili decided to try and regain these territories, Russia decided to respond by offering its full support and ultimately invading Georgia, getting as far, actually, as having tanks coming towards Tbilisi before Georgia. Georgia hasn't actually given up its claim to South Ossetia and to Abkhazia, but they're de facto independent territories, and particularly Abkhazia has been recognized by Venezuela and some other countries as being an independent state at this point.
But since 2008, Tira, the country has undergone a lot of modernization, and it's changed quite a bit. It's not quite the same place it was before those hostilities began. Would that be fair to say?
Yes. No, it's even in the past 2 years that I've been living here, everything has changed. I mean, this area that I live in now, which was basically a historic district that was falling apart, buildings were collapsing every day. Now there's shiny new cafes and this chrome and glass bridge near my house that lights up on all hours of the day. We've gone from a country that had power outages every 2 or 3 days or even once a day to having these lit 24 hours a day. In many respects, as quote-unquote modern as Paris or Rome.
And are there any ongoing tensions between Russia and Georgia at this point? And is there any element of danger at all? As you indicated, Georgia is now an independent republic. So is that threat of violence still there?
No, I don't. In Tbilisi and in any areas that tourists would go, there is, I'd say, absolutely no danger. Visiting the separatist regions of South Ossetia and Abkhazia would not be the best idea, although they would not necessarily be unsafe. The sort of major issue that I could think about that would be more of a danger is parts of Georgia do border Chechnya and Dagestan, and these are areas that are popular with hikers. So it is possible, if you're not careful while hiking, to accidentally wander across the border into Chechnya, which is not safe. But within Georgia itself, I'd say it's absolutely 100% safe for tourists.
I should mention, too, Tara, that you are calling us today directly from Georgia via Skype. Why do you choose to divide your time between England and Georgia?
Well, I originally came briefly a few years ago when I had family members working here, and I came to visit, and I fell so in love with the place. I kept coming back and kept coming back, and because of the nature of my research, I had a lot of time where I didn't have to be resident in Oxford, and found that I was saving money by spending extended periods of time here. And for a while, I was able to divide my time almost 50-50, and I now spend the summers and Christmas time and most of the Easter holidays here in Georgia.
And you're not the only one. Apparently, Tara, there is a foreign presence now in Tbilisi, the capital of Georgia. Are more foreigners choosing to live there? And if so, why?
So there's a number of foreigners here. Some of them are here with NGOs, and some of them are here with volunteer programs like Teach and Learn for Georgia, which is a program that is bringing hundreds, if not thousands, of native English speakers to the country. But there's an increasing number of expats who have come once, often on one of these programs, and then come again to visit, and then decided to stay. I know so many people who come for whatever reason, only to fall in love with the place. And there's a sort of saying among the expats here that once you come, you never really leave. And in my experience, that's been true. People fall in love with the lifestyle, they fall in love with the beauty of the place, and they just keep coming back. And now there's a pretty significant expat presence here in Tbilisi, many of whom are people who live here sort of by choice long term rather than just for an assignment or a period of time.
That's Tara Isabella Burton. She's a travel writer who lives part-time in Tbilisi, Georgia. Tbilisi is the capital city of that former Soviet satellite, now an independent republic. Now, Tara, there's also a small city that you call is kind of a resort town on the Black Sea coast, also in Georgia, and they've undergone a transformation in recent years also. What is that city, and in what ways has it transformed in just the past few years?
That city is Batumi in the region of Adjara on the Black Sea coast. And Batumi is an interesting example because originally Adjara, which is this province in which Batumi is located, was also a separatist region that was relatively autonomous until the de facto dictator of that region was overthrown. So it often traveled to there for many years was, you know, about paying the right bribes, and it was a bit dangerous, and it was controlled by a particular criminal element, as it were. But in the past few years, since that's no longer been an issue, the city's absolutely booming. There's rumors of Trump building towers there. There's a Sheraton or a Radisson. Buildings are just cropping up, and there's a lot of talk about it being the new Dubai or the Dubai on the Black Sea or whatever rhetoric you want to use. And it's increasingly becoming a pretty significant tourist destination, one of the nicest ones on the Black Sea.
It's amazing to me that a place like that that saw war just a few years ago is now transforming itself and transforming itself in such positive ways. It's Tara Isabella Burton. She's an English woman living in Georgia part-time, the former Soviet satellite, now an independent republic. You can find more of Tara's writings at TaraIsabellaBurton.com. Tara, thanks a lot for taking a few minutes for us.
Thank you.